Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we discuss Air Supply, a new scam called the Bait Bus, where straight men are lured into a van thinking they're going to have sex with women, but there's a surprise. We also discuss personal grooming, political running mates, and our plans to call Agnes. So listen and enjoy.
Let me take the financial burden and call you.
Yes.
And that was a fun day.
You know, when I hear this song, I think of Agnes.
You poor thing.
Don't you have a leech to be sucking off of
you? You're mad at me. I might be on the yachts. We might have to go out drinking and drown our sorrows.
Me and Dick Eldorado hit the road.
You know, I bet if we spun this bullshit in a bar, we could get rid of it. We've gotten good at spinning bullshit.
Yeah. It's called our axe.
On the chat room, love this song. Reminds me of our childhood. Whose fucking childhood was listening to Air Supply?
Yeah, really.
Oh my God, that's terrible. Did you call Dyphus?
That being said, I do have some Air Supply albums, including their greatest hits.
Oh my God.
You know this.
We have to burn those.
I like Air Supply. But it's very depressing when you're driving on a long road by yourself.
Oh yeah.
Air Supply is like music to crash into a tree by. Especially if you're like
fighting. Could you try it next time?
Only if you're in the car.
Let me tell you something. If we're both in the car listening to Air Supply, I'm grabbing the wheel and steering into something.
You're going into an embankment.
Yeah, see, closet case.
What? Who's a closet case?
I don't know what the fuck that means.
That means gay.
Gay. The closet case.
I think I know who this is.
Oh, okay.
Get me the bait bus. Get me the bait bus.
I say.
It's probably playing in the bait bus.
They play our fucking podcast right before a guy gets confused about his sexuality.
Well.
He's feeling pretty good. Well, at least I'm not these three assholes. Yeah. And then he's being blown by a dude.
Where's that hot chick that lured me into the van? She's reading the paper.
she's off the clock.
She's off the cock. She's there reading the safe. Fucking yanks off.
Tickle his balls. He likes it.
And she's reading the paper. Sticky ball sack.
Yeah, you're the best. You're the biggest. Yeah, that's a clean cock. Anyway. Bait bus. Probably fake. Never seen so many shaved nuts on straight guys.
Yeah, really.
I think he's calling bullshit.
I think he's right.
I wonder how many shaved nuts have you seen on straight guys is the question I need to ask. You're raising issues, sir.
Yes. What are you spending your time doing in the locker room? Yeah. I'm really worried
now. Look at
those
nuts. Clearly he would have wind up in a bus. Those are hairy nuts indeed.
He does have a point.
He does.
Well, listen, if I was walking down the street and I thought a hot chick might blow me, it could happen at any moment. I would probably do more manscaping.
Yeah, but if you expect that to be happening.
But how would you know that? This block is notorious getting picked up and blown.
Yes!
This is the blow-me
street.
You know
what property values would be on that street?
You know how they have those nice little phrases on all the license plates? Which is the blow-me state?
The question is,
I think that's where you should go.
The question really is, do straight guys shave their nuts? Some of them. And the cocks, too? Well, that's just ambitious. Who has that type of time? Wait a minute. How many people have a hairy cock?
Really? Who has a...
You got to stop sucking werewolf cock. If you could take anything away from our show, stop sucking the werewolf cock.
Oh, that would be such a bone name to get to be. Hi, I'm Harry Cock. Hi, glad to meet you, Mr. Cock.
I'm sorry.
Harry? Harry Cock?
Harry Cock.
Be the greatest porno ever, a bunch of fucking hairy werewolves.
Yeah. Did I tell you guys about
at the base, not the chef. I feel uncomfortable.
I am too. You know too much about this. Too much about
this. I
think
this. I know who this is.
Oh, well, now I'm really uncomfortable because we know this person. He's very
I think he's the one person who could probably keep us on the air.
Good.
Yeah. If you're listening, you shave your balls all you want. Christ, give me the trimmer. I'll neaten them up.
Joe Curry finally contributing to the show.
I'll need my balls,
Joe,
too.
Joe, did you do any show prep? No, I shaved the man's cock. All right, Joe, enough said. You don't need to do a blog this week.
Yeah, really. Good work.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. Good work. Did I tell you guys about the political sign that was out in the field across the street from where I used to live in
college? Shave your balls for Romney. No, sorry.
No. This was years ago. There were two people running for council in this town where I was going to school, and I swear to God, the candidates' names were Cox and Ball.
You got to be kidding me.
No. C-O-X and Ball. These were the running mates. We were
that's
killing us.
Can we take a picture?
We stole the sign.
This in from the chat room. Now, this is from the fans, Joe. It's not from me.
Yes.
So we're very fan friendly.
Okay.
Trimmers bite and it isn't fun. Let's have Joe be the first. I see no problem with that. I don't need to witness it. I don't need to put it on Dick Cam.
Well, and how would I show you the finish to prove I got
we'll
the finish
the pictures product? We'll put the pictures up on the website.
What the hell?
Put my balls up on the website?
Why not? You leave them out here all the fucking time.
What's that on the table, Joe? Yeah.
He wants it live on the compound. Yeah, well, next time we're there.
My nuts on the compound.
Next time we're at the compound, which could be whenever, the Joe's cock will be ready to go.
Shan't be shaving my balls on the compound.
I shan't be. Well, your anniversary's coming up. Give the little missus a something.
All of a sudden, with the ball shaving coming up, you got very fancy. I shan't be shaving my balls.
He's a classy man.
That's right. I know.
He's a fancy man.
Fancy man.
Live at the compound. Cock shaving. Watch the fucking hits be through the roof.
I know, right? Yeah, and then they see us plucking chickens, and they're all disappointed.
That old gag.
That old gag.
All right, kids. All right, let's weigh the calling options here.
Okay.
Now we know what happened the last time we called from here.
Yeah, but you know, you press that special code.
*67
Yeah.
I don't think we have to whisper it. I think everybody knows.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was something invented for us. I don't think
Alex. Darn.
I don't think Joe's pal Alex Graham Bell. I don't think he fucking gave us a little tweet, a little text, and sent it to me.
You mean that's not our special pin?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody who has decent phone service has this ability available.
Well, if we do that, I don't think there's any way they would be able to tell where the phone call came from. So you're not going
to
get.
And you're not the one who has to wake up next to the missus if we're wrong.
Well, I'd like to.
You can.
Wow.
Just shave your cock.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.